Thank you for tuning in. We do have one open line if you'd like to sneak in at 1-888-767-4348. Stay tuned. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about the most dangerous room in the house, the bathroom. We'll be bringing in bathroom remodeling expert Kurt Kittleson from Rebath, who'll be talking to us about bath trends, ideas, products, and fixtures that you need to know about if you're contemplating a bathroom remodel in your future. There's a lot to think about. We'll be covering it all in the 10 o'clock hour. If you know someone who's contemplating a bathroom remodel, well, give them a ring, text them, tweet them, Facebook them, bling them, ding them.
And knock on their door and say, hey, neighbor, use your radio on.
Let them know. Get tuned into Rosie on the House for a 10 o'clock hour. What have you got there, bud?
And before that, we have a pair of Suns tickets. If you're a basketball fan, Phoenix Suns versus the Washington Wizards, January 28th, next Wednesday. So before the 10 o'clock hour, we'll figure out how to get rid of those. 12th row, seats 7 and 8 in section 118.
Sounds like
pretty good lower level seating.
Sounds like good seating.
We'll do it digitally somehow. So either Facebook or email. We'll figure it out. But phone lines, that can tie it up trying to get.
Well, and they're all full.
Yeah. That too.
They're all full anyway.
Let's
run
take
down
care
to,
of that.
Let's run down to Tucson, bring Brian into the conversation. We appreciate your patience. He's been on hold for a week. He called in last week at the end of the show, and we didn't get him in. Brian, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Miko.
What you working on down there in the old Pueblo?
Well, I heard your show last week on water lines. I got to learning. My house was built in 1963, so I'm wondering if I'm on borrowed time here with my existing water line.
Okay. Well, how about your neighbors? Is it something the neighbors have started getting replaced? How long have you been in the house?
About 12 years.
Okay.
Maybe 15 at this point.
Yeah. You know, it's not something, you know, unless you're really concerned about it, it's not something you probably need to repair before it breaks. How many people live in the house?
Five of us? Soon to be only three.
Okay. Well, five people, it's a little more critical. One or two people, you know, you can get by for a little while. You know, in Tucson, we have a Rosie certified plumber. It's Woods Plumbing. His number is 682-2233. You could have one of the guys from Woods come out. Is there any other plumbing work that might need to be done at the house that they could look at and take care of while they're there?
So far, we're pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, the home is 50-some years old. Probably galvanized pipe is the supply line. You're reaching the end of the economic life of that product. Would I call a plumber and have them replace it prior to breaking? I don't know. I'd dig it up and do a visual inspection. I'd do a pressure test on my house. I'd try and find out if there were any other neighbors that have had to replace theirs. If they had replaced theirs, I'd do a pressure test on their house. Because that galvanized kind of corrodes and gets rusty on the inside and actually adds layers of protection to the pipe in a counterintuitive, weird kind of way. But at that point, it constricts the flow so much that when you do get it replaced, I'll bet you the first thing you're going to notice, Brian, is a lot nicer water pressure there in the house. So again, thank you for holding on for a week. We appreciate it. Now you can go back to what you were doing.
Stretch your neck out a little bit. Get that kink out.
That's right.
Let's sneak into Queen Creek and bring Chris into the conversation.
Okay.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I purchased a home that we remodeled, and we did all the remodeling work and had someone come in and paint it right before the painting came. My wife took a 1-inch spackle knife on the wall where the steps are going down and touched up some holes for us. And then the nice painter didn't catch it and painted over it all. So it was unprimed drywall or unprimed spackle. And now you can only tell when the light's at a certain point, but it looks very dark. Is there a way I can sand this off, or what do I need to do to touch this back up to get it to the other color?
Chris, do you know what the product was your wife actually used? Was it drywall compound in the drywall?
It's joint compound in the green and green and white.
And now the painter has painted it, and those little repairs are what when the light hits it right, they're flashing. You can't see them looking straight on in the evening under the incandescent lights, but in the right time of day, those little spots are flashing at you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you could take, what color are we dealing with in the walls?
A light gray.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You can take any type of... stain blocker, like a Kills product, spray an area about twice the size that is flashing, let that dry real well, and then back it up with that light gray with about 3 good coats of paint. She'll disappear and be gone forever. Chris, thanks for the call.
On the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.